It is one of Wales's most popular seaside towns, which welcomes thousands of tourists every year. But you never know if someone had visited, as you can't get hold of them. Tenby has been named by Which as the worst in the UK for mobile network quality in 2025. Now, it's believed the issue of the signal has been exacerbated by the decommissioning of a phone mast in the area earlier this year, affecting O2, Vodafone and Three customers, which the companies have all apologised for. So, do you find it difficult to get a phone signal where you are? Is it becoming more and more of an issue for you when, let's face it, things should be getting better given all the modern technology? You can call or WhatsApp 03 700 100 110 if you can get a signal, and you can text 81012. Fevzi Turkalp is editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Hello, Fevzi. He's one of our favourites. We love having him on the show. How are you doing, Fevzi?
Very good. Thank you.
Brilliant that the technology is working for you today, by the way, because that would have been a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yes, it wouldn't be. Can you imagine?
So this seems it's not just an issue for Tenby, but all over the place.
Yeah, there are these what they call not spots where they have no signal or almost no signal. And it tends to be for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's economics. You know, they tend to cover areas of the highest population density, although ironically, one of the problems that Tenby suffers is it's a seaside town, and during the summer, a lot of people come in, and it's not just, oh, I can't get signal, it's congestion. A network can only help attach so many people in the shadow of a particular mast at a time. So, it is a problem. There are some solutions on the way, so some aspects are getting worse and some are getting better.
Yeah, there are some hotspots around Cardiff where I live, and I know if I'm on a call, for example, I'm on my hands-free taking a call in the car, I know for a fact that driving down one road or a couple of roads in one part of Cardiff that I will lose that signal straight away. Why is that?
Well, so when you, particularly when you're moving in a car, you'll move from one mast's area, one cell, is why they're called cell phones. So there's like all these cells sitting next to each other. So when you cross a boundary into another cell, your phone releases that cell and locks onto the new one. Now, first of all, it has to have a new one to lock onto. A bit harder when you're in a metal box. It's a Faraday cage. It cuts signals, so it makes them weaker. And there must be spare capacity on that cell. As I say, there's a limit, especially with 4G and lower. There's quite a low limit of how many phones can attach at once, which is why, you know, if you're ever in a stadium, it can be very hard to get a signal, even if, you know, on a non-match day, you can. It's for a variety of reasons. There are things that you can do to try and help. For example, phones will often try and lock on to a 5G signal if they perceive one. But the thing is, sometimes a 5G signal is weak, and you're better off telling your phone through your settings, ignore 5G, lock on to 4G. And the 4G signal can often be much stronger and perform much better for you. So 5G is good, but only if you've got a strong signal. One of the things about the 5G network is that the signal doesn't carry as well, so they need more masts and towers to cover an area. They have to be closer together to get a decent 5G signal. And because they're often not closer together, you will often see 5G come up on the top of your phone on the screen, but it should be avoided.
That's a great bit of advice. I mean, some people listening to this, you know, myself included, when I saw this story, I was thinking, well, Tenby is one of the most gorgeous spots in the whole of the UK. Maybe you shouldn't be on your phone anyway. Just enjoy the beautiful beach.
Yeah, they should really market it as a digital detox location, you know.
Where, what a great idea.
Because you don't have to use your willpower, you just can't get a signal. So you should bring some extra cash and a good book and have a digital detox. I'm sure they could market it like that and they'd make money. But, you know, there's lots of practical difficulties because, you know, card payment machines. I know that they interviewed a taxi driver in the area. He can't get the calls to get the jobs. And then he can't get payment. He has to drive them to a cash point.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we've had this discussion many times on broadband in Mid Wales, for example. And I remember interviewing someone who was trying to run a business from their home. And she said, it's just impossible because I just simply cannot get onto the internet, which is crazy when you think of it.
Yeah, so if you're using a sort of cellular router, like a router that has a SIM card slot in it, and you're in a weak reception area, what you need to do is get a cellular router that will allow you to attach external antenna. and then you need to put an external antenna up, so it's going to cost some money. But once you do that, you often do get a much better signal. There are things that you can do that are much cheaper. So, for example, all of the networks publish maps of how strong your 4G and 5G signal should be at a particular address. Like you can narrow it down to a particular address. And so you can choose from that which networks are likely to be the best and choose that. And you can experiment. You know, you can get a £5 SIM card and just do a test, pop it in your phone. The other thing is that most phones now will accept two SIMs, either two physical SIMs or one SIM card in what's called an eSIM, an electronic SIM. And those can be different networks. So not only can you have two numbers, maybe one personal, one business, but you can have two bites at the cherry, as it were, for any particular location. If O2 isn't good, maybe EE will be good in that location, but maybe EE is better somewhere else. So you can switch between them and try and get the best signal. So there are things that you can do. Also, the handset matters. So you can do little experiments. Like, for example, if you're, out with a friend, swap SIM cards in your phones and see if you get a better signal or a worse signal, and see if they get a better or worse one, and then you can sell at that location which phone has got better antenna, better transmitter and receiving technology. And similarly, the change in SIMs will tell you which network gives you the best signal. It's a lot of faff and you shouldn't have to do it, but if you're desperate, these are some tips that you can try. And of course, at home, if you have Wi-Fi, you can have Wi-Fi assisted calling. Most modern phones allow you to supplement a weak cellular signal with Wi-Fi, and that, even at my address, that would be the case. If I didn't have Wi-Fi assisted calling, none of the networks really give a good signal at my address. So I'm really grateful for that. One more thing: if you're using a lot of Wi-Fi when you're out to make FaceTime calls or Zoom calls, or to try and get around the problem, you're using data rather than cellular phone calls, use a VPN, what's called a piece of software called a virtual private network. If you're using a public Wi-Fi, use that to protect yourself and your phone and your data, because when you log on, you go to a coffee shop and you log on to their Wi-Fi, and other people obviously on the same Wi-Fi network, someone with a bit of knowledge and bad intention, the right tools, can steal your data and hack your phone. So the way that you help protect against that, if you're going to use public Wi-Fi, is to use a VPN.
That is really good advice. Fevzi, lovely to talk to you as ever. Thank you so much. Fevzi Turkalp, the editor of GadgetDetective.com.